When you look at the last few years, obviously, a lot of us that aren't in Washington see gridlock, and we see maybe some infighting in the House of Representatives. Was that a big part of this?
Well, there's no doubt that it's hugely frustrating serving in Congress right now. And among my great frustrations was the fact that legislation was still being drafted in the Speaker's office, coming straight to the floor without going through a committee process, with no opportunity to amend and very little opportunity to read the bills. That was standard operating procedure when Nancy Pelosi was the Speaker. And so it became deeply disappointing to me when that practice continued after the Republicans took over. And I did become deeply involved in the Freedom Caucus's efforts to make considerable changes. We expended some real political capital to make that happen. And so having succeeded at that, I thought to myself, you know, it's time to say, mission accomplished. I went there to be a reformer. And this was a significant reform, because Paul Ryan will allow the committees to work. He will not be drafting legislation in the Speaker's office and bringing it to the floor. He will allow considerable amendments. Take, for example, the transportation bill that we just completed. That was our first really open bill, aside from appropriations bills, that we've seen, you know, since the Republicans took over. So I've gotten a glimpse of the speakership Paul Ryan is going to present to the American people. We all know the part of the frustration that Americans have is with Washington gridlock and the political class. That's why you see people like Donald Trump and Ben Carson doing so well in the presidential race. We needed to be more responsive as members of Congress to what Americans rightfully were concerned about. The nation's going in the wrong direction, and Congress wasn't doing anything about it. So I think a new day has dawned. I think Paul Ryan's going to be a great speaker. I'm a little envious of the person who gets to replace me in Congress, because they'll get to enjoy perhaps a new Republican president as well as enjoy the leadership of Paul Ryan. But I have to admit, the frustration was getting to me a little bit.
You also had a tough year personally. I mean, let's face it, that had to be part of this as well, I would think.
Well, the weekends have been definitely taken up by working on Al's estate. My daughter took over his non-law businesses, but there was a lot to do. Al worked 6.5 days a week.
He
loved
to
work. And because of that, you know, he left a lot of projects in midstream. Annalise has done a fabulous job in carrying on and bringing those projects to fruition. But it has involved a lot of my time, too. So keeping up on a lot of, Al was running, you know, a lot of my personal businesses, his personal businesses, our personal businesses, and I wasn't having to worry about those things. So our weekends were pretty busy trying to keep our heads above water there. And, yeah, it was, you know, it's been exhausting. There's no doubt about it.
I'm going to ask you this question, and I will see what kind of an answer you give me. Many years ago, I was talking with Senator Thomas, and one of his things that he honestly was disappointed about is he never got to come back and run for governor. Is that something you'd consider?
You know, I have not ruled that out. I also am not making this decision because I have future political plans. But it's not something that I've ruled out. And I'm just going to go forward and wrap up these 13 months in Congress, work really hard with Senators Enzi and Barrasso to do the best we can for Wyoming, continue to provide the best constituent services we can, try to drag some legislation across the finish line in Congress, and then come home and then think about what I want to do after that. It might involve leaving politics completely, but it might not. So we shall just stay tuned.
Representative Cynthia Lummis, always a pleasure. We'll be talking with you more in the coming year. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you.